The race has touched on typical issues. Social Security, both candidates oppose privatization, prescription drug benefits. Hartke says they should be part of Medicare. Hostetler has said that could be too costly for the federal government. And gun control. Both candidates say there's no need for new gun control legislation. But there are a couple of topics that are not so typical, and they've drawn a lot of attention in this campaign. Breast cancer research and military action in Iraq. Earlier this year, a group of breast cancer survivors met with conservative Hostetler in Washington, D.C., seeking support for 5 bills on breast cancer research and related issues. A memo on Hostetler's website says the women became angry with him over his previously discussing controversial studies linking abortion with breast cancer. Hostetler disagreed with a news report of the event and since then has refused to talk to the main newspaper in the 8th District, the Evansville Courier and Press. Editor Paul McAuliffe.
Unfortunately, it's made it tougher for us to convey to our readers, who, of course, are the voters of the 8th District, the positions of the two candidates in a representative democracy. It's so important that both candidates and office holders do everything they can to communicate with the folks that they're representing. And we just think it's very sad that that the congressman has short-circuited that process.
Brian Vargas is a political analyst with the Indiana University Public Opinion Laboratory. He says the lack of media coverage isn't hurting Hostetler as much as one might expect.
A media boycott by a candidate is normally self-defeating, but an incumbent has a chance to get away with it, particularly this incumbent who has never depended much on the media to cover his campaign. He has a well-organized get-out-the-vote and ground troops sort of operation.
Nevertheless, the controversy has tarnished Hostetler's image in the eyes of some voters, and Democratic opponent Brian Hartke has been trying to take advantage of Hostetler's apparent stumble with a flood of late-race TV ads pushing a breast cancer agenda.
They went to him for help. They went to him with life-or-death issues, and he basically ignored them and insulted them. What I've pledged to do here, and part of the reason that I wear the pink ribbon is I think it's vitally important to support these issues, and I do support the 5 breast cancer research bills that they were after. I support other cancer research bills.
WILL tried to reach Hostetler about Hartke's concerns, but Hostetler was unavailable for comment before story deadline. The second dominant issue in this campaign has been military action in Iraq. Hostetler gained national attention as one of only 6 Republicans who opposed GOP President George Bush's call for a military resolution. Hartke says he would have voted for the president's resolution authorizing military action in Iraq.
I think Saddam Hussein is a potentially very dangerous man. I think we need to be united with the president at this time, but that's only to show Iraq and the rest of the world that we are united as a nation. In terms of what we do with Iraq, I don't think we should go into Iraq without support of the United Nations and our allies.
On the floor of the U.S. House, Hostetler explained the reason for his vote.
We are told that Saddam Hussein might have a nuclear weapon. He might use a weapon of mass destruction against the United States or our interests overseas, or he might give such weapons to Al-Qaeda or another terrorist organization. But based on the best of our intelligence information, none of these things have happened. The evidence supporting what might be is tenuous at best.
Hartke was not the Democratic Party's first choice. Democrats hoped Indiana House Speaker John Gregg would battle Hostetler. But Gregg threw the Democratic Party for a loop earlier this year when he announced he was retiring from politics. So the race has boiled down to a popular 4-term incumbent versus an inexperienced newcomer with a political heritage. But is Indiana's Bloody Eighth living up to its name in the 2002 campaign? Analyst Brian Vargas says no.
Though the name is famous down in the southern part of the state, Hartke, you know, Vance Hartke, the former United States Senator from Indiana, he still remains largely unknown throughout the district. If he won, it would be considered an upset, and then there's going to be a very low turnout in this state. This has been heavily negative campaigning, and we have no marquee race at the top. Every 12 years, unless there's a special election, the highest level race we've got, other than congressman, is Secretary of State. And so the turnout will be very low. It'll be in the 30s. And that really helps the incumbents. One might argue that it's got to be called sort of the healed over eighth now, since the incumbent has won by progressively larger margins in each of his elections since 1994.
Also on the ballot in the 8th is Libertarian candidate Pam Williams, though she does not live in the district and hasn't been campaigning. I'm Allie Kaywa, AM 580 News.